hour of liberty and freedom. This is a word that the Lord gave me, Gail Manasak, and a word that I had placed in my book. I'm sharing with you. I've shared parts of the words of my book, and I will continue to share them as the Lord leads me to. When and even before we cry, Lord, I hear you. At that moment, I am with you always, God says. Silent for a moment, but always here. So let me just break in there for a minute. Sometimes God is very silent, but let me tell you, he is always there. And that's what the Bible tells us. It's just not me telling you. That's what the Bible tells us. By faith, you will receive insight and even greater insight as you seek me with all of your hearts. My spirit is joining with your spirit, revealing signs, wonders, and miracles. Know that you are the children of the Most High God. The great quote, I am. I never leave you nor forsake you. My grace is sufficient for you. Be gentle, be still, be quiet. And I am watching you and covering you, sending angels to minister to your hunger, to your yearning hearts. I hear the cry. I hear all creation crying out. I hear the heartbeat of my own calling and calling, says the Lord. And in this time and in this hour, you are coming into a new reality of heaven's realm. Come into the cleft of the rock. Hide for a short moment. Come in behind the veil, for the veil was rent for you. Each and every one of you, come in. Listen to the beat of my heart. Who will come and enter in. Come and be filled and refilled and refilled. I will give you more. I never run out of more and more and more. Thousands may fall at your side and 10,000s at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Many will faint, but you will not. This is the hour to raise your voice. This is the hour of liberty, and this is the hour of freedom. The hour to dance and sing. Sing a new song. Hear the sound. Hear the sound of heaven rejoicing at the hour of the soon coming King. Heaven is nearer now than when you first began. Amen. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Giftings are being released. Mantles are being put in place. Just as Elijah passed the mantle to Elisha, mantles have been passed and they are still passing. Batons are being passed and they are still passing. And that which you hear in your ear, you will do. I am preparing your heart for a great time of harvest, for the harvest fields are white for harvest now. Request for the cloak even as Elisha did and receive a greater portion. Yes, even a double portion, says the Lord. Ask and seek and knock that you might receive. Amen and amen.